Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Adam Carter has been sending us updates from Austria. He sent us a beautiful picture of he and his gorgeous wife, Jen. Greetings from the top of Innsbruck. I'm assuming that's a mountain. It's all white, so I can't tell if it's snow or clouds. It's probably both. And they are having just a great time at the Christmas markets and having a great time. So I hope he keeps sending pictures. Want to see all of it. And he's sending us videos.
He went skiing. And,
David, he sent a video of him skiing.
I know. He threatened. He said, you know, I got one day off. Maybe I'll go skiing. And I thought to myself, zero chance Adam Carter, like, takes the effort to figure out how to get to the mountain and rent skis and do it. Mm-hmm. And he did it. I can't believe it. I'm listening to it right now.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, the audio quality is phenomenal. Yeah, yeah.
That's because the phone is held up.
Skis on snow. Yeah.
And he's a pretty good skier.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear.
I don't know about that.
I can't wait to hear about that. So he is back.
Monday, a week from today.
There you go. He's back next Monday. So Adam, have a great time. Keep sending the pictures.
So many headlines, so little time. Adam and Jordana now riff on some of the other big stories making news in this fast-moving segment we call Quick Takes.
A high school basketball showcase featuring some of the top boys teams in the state was disrupted Saturday night during the final game, which ended early due to reported fighting in the crowds. This happened at Hopkins High School. Jordana, I have kids in public schools, not in Hopkins, but a neighboring mm-hmm. district. Mm-hmm. And I mostly trust the public schools. I don't worry when my kids mm-hmm. go there. But should this type of activity, not this specific one, but should this type of activity make me concerned as somebody who's in a few years going to send kids to a public high school?
Let me tell you, my three kids graduated from Hopkins, and I feel like it's evolved over time. And I said to my kids when I started hearing about fights in the news, I'm like, guys, do you see this? And they, like, I was the idiot. They're like, Mom, there's fights every day. They're like, in the hallway. I'm like, really? And I said, do you feel afraid? And here's what my kids told me, and I'll just be honest. They go, Mom, we're not the kind of kids that are going to get in a fight. We're not antagonistic. Yeah. We're not bullying anybody else. We're just doing our thing. And those were my kids. Okay. So I feel lucky that I guess they are not the kind of kids that are going to get in a fight. I don't know what the kind, I'm using my radio air quotes, what's the kind of kid that's going to get in a fight, but they said they didn't feel safe because it's not, when there's a fight, those are kids that they're not friends with.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, but it's still not great.
No.
When you have like a fight that clears or like teachers get knocked over or the cops have to come. That happened a few times where cops were called to the high school. So, you know, David, I guess I don't know what to tell you because I'm glad my kids are done with high school.
Yeah.
They felt safe there. But because they said we're not the kind of people that are going to get in a fight. They're not picking fights with anybody. So, I guess that I don't think your girls are either.
No, not yet anyway.
I don't think Winter and Caper are, you know, smack talking in the hallway. But these kids, what they don't have are anger management skills.
Yeah.
They just don't have it. They don't know how to communicate. And everybody very easily goes to violence.
Yeah.
And yes, there were fights in the halls of Parsippany High School back in the 80s and 90s when I went to school there. Yes, high school fights are a thing. They are. I don't know what to tell you. When the kids get closer in age, I'll start asking around for you and see what your local high school is going to be like.
A Texas truck driver spotted what he believes to be Bigfoot walking near a highway in Green Valley, Texas. Last month, the figure stood 6 to 7 feet tall, dark brown, walking steadily towards the woods, seemingly unfazed by nearby traffic. The sighting has been classified as a Class A sighting, meaning it was clear, close observation. Researchers have yet to be able to inspect the private, nearly 1,000-acre property where the encounter allegedly took place. Jor, are you buying it? Are you buying the latest report of Bigfoot in Texas this time?
You know I am.
Come on. You the know, one you saw was in New Jersey, though. This is in Texas.
No.
How did it get there?
It was northeast Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Maybe there is a different species in Texas because the Bigfoot that I saw in northeast Pennsylvania crossing Route 80, I was going east and Bigfoot was crossing to the north right in front of me. It was late at night. It was after work. I was not altered. He ran in front of my car. Or she.
Yeah.
But also, my Bigfoot was very covered with hair. You know, it was like very hairy.
Yeah.
So that would be a challenging climate in Texas for my Bigfoot to do well in. So does it give any more deets about the Bigfoot that was spotted? Is there a picture?
No, it does not. I love that you have your own Bigfoot now. Jordana's
my Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Yeah. And I thank the
Too
person who sent me a Bigfoot
Texas.
Calendar.
Okay.
Someone sent me a Bigfoot calendar. I used it all of 2024 because they heard my story on the air, and I used that Bigfoot calendar because Bigfoot is real. I saw him in northeast Pennsylvania, and this was like in 1998, maybe, when I spotted him. So clearly this is a different Bigfoot or a subspecies. I'd be very curious and very interested in this Texas Bigfoot.
Wow. All right.
Thank you for letting me know about the sighting.
You
I might
bet.
Have to go investigate.
No problem. A woman in Tennessee for about a decade had a license plate that said this, and I hope I don't get fired for this. It said 69PWNDU, which is apparently, she claims anyway, 69 refers to the year of the moon landing, and then these letters roughly spell pwned, which is like a video game thing, like, oh, you just got, like, owned, but it's pwned. You just got pwned in a video game. So she says that that's what it means. It's a year and a year that the moon landing happened, and a common phrase. She had this license plate for about a decade before the state took it away, saying there's a possible sexual reference. Obviously, that's with the number 69.
Mm-hmm.
She then tried to take the case all the way to the Supreme Court, arguing that she had free speech. The Supreme Court now has thrown that out and saying basically that states are able to make their own decisions and deny people vanity license plates at will. What do you think about this, Jordana? Should people be able to have like questionable or rude things on their vanity license plates, or can states just say no to those at their will?
Well, states get to say no, and they do. That, you know, it has to be approved. So that's the way it is. But this particular case, she's had it for over a decade.
Correct.
So maybe we could grandfather her in.
Oh.
because also whatever it means, even the sexual reference, yeah. I understand the 6'9". I get the sexual reference, but it's not that outright where a sixth grader would look at that and know what it is. So she's had it for a decade.
Yeah.
And I guess nobody's been offended or nobody's reported her. I feel like she should get...
Well, I think somebody was offended and reported her, which is why they're taking it away now. Also, like, terms and speech change. So I don't think grandfathering things in works well, because what if something that was, you know, innocuous 20 years ago means true. Something terrible? I think you have to revisit things like this.
That's actually a really good point and gave me a little mind shift, because you're right. The things that we used to say decades ago, even when I was in, you know, elementary school.
I don't think about like offensive terms that we used to use.
Yes.
And
yes.
Got to get those off the license plates, right?
That's right. You do. So you know what? Now I'm reversing course. Thank you for opening my mind, because yes, language does change. Verbiage does change, and its meanings change. And if now or somebody was offended, or if the state of, was this also in Texas?
Tennessee.
Tennessee says that this is no longer okay. You know what? Driving is a privilege. Having a license plate is a privilege. You're granted that by the state once you fill out all the forms. It's a license plate. So you can free speech your 6'9" pwned on the corner all you want, but maybe not on your license plate. So you know what? Boundaries. I'm ruling for the state here. Sorry, lady. Sorry.
Finally, here in Quick Takes, the New York Jets yesterday debuted their new Gotham City Football Club uniforms in what one critic said made them look like they were dressed like manhole covers. It's a muted Gotham green, iron ore, dark stucco, and black colorway. I don't know what any of those things I just said were, but Jor, this is your neck of the woods in New York, the New York Jets, and they abandoned their normal green for these Gotham City Football Club uniforms. You've seen some pictures of those. What's your review as a fashionista, as WCCO Radio's fashion expert?
I love it. I'm okay with changing. I mean, the Jets are always going to be green. I love this change up. I think also they look menacing and domineering, these uniforms. So the Jets can use all the help they can get every year. And I think if new uniforms are going to breathe life into that team, my ex-husband and my son are big Jets fans.
Yeah.
I think that they could use all the help they can get. And if this is going to give them a little boost and they feel tough and they feel scary in these Gotham City uniforms, if they feel like Batman, if they can channel, you know, Bruce Wayne, go for it. I believe that, by the way, that clothing has that power, that when you put on clothing, it gives you a special power, whether it's professionalism or relaxation, comfort or glamour, whatever it is. I do believe that clothing or how you dress gives you that power. So, Jets, go Gotham.
Yeah, maybe they should have worn them earlier in the year. It's a little late for the 3-10 Jets
possible?
That aren't very domineering or scaring anybody. But
That's what I mean. The Jets are, you know, it's a legacy that always disappoints. And I feel bad for my son that he was born into that legacy of Jets fan. And he has suffered. And let's get him a new jersey, make him feel better. The Holiday Showdown is next. And yes, we will address the family gift exchange. Stay tuned and jump in on what is the right dollar amount for the family gift exchange next.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Christmas Story versus Elf.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
I know him.
Turkey or ham? Real versus fake tree? Fun topics, serious opinions. Now on Adam and Jordana, let's debate how things should be done in an audience participation bit we're calling
the Holiday Baking Championship,
the Holiday Showdown.
$10, $20, $50, $100. That is our holiday showdown today. How much do you spend on your family gift exchange? And let's broaden it. Not even family. You're going to do a gift exchange, okay? Whether it's friends or whatever. What is the right amount of money to agree upon to do a gift exchange? Because, you know, if it's $10 or even 20, honestly, inflation, friends, even if it's 20, you're not getting them something that they're going to treasure forever. You're just getting them something funny.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a pair of socks or, you know, something like that. You're getting them something like that. If it's $50, you're getting them something a little more interesting, maybe that they're thinking about. Certainly if it's $100, I don't know how rich you guys are and how big your family is. But if it's one present, you know, that you can exchange, that's $100. I don't know. We don't do this. I buy gifts for my kids. I buy gifts for my husband, whatever. We don't do that. But I would like to know, what is the right amount for your gift exchange? 651-461-9226. David, shake it out for me. Yeah. You're my token Christian on the show right now. You're a token Christian today.
Yep.
Do you do this? Is it family? Is it friends? Explain the sitch.
Yeah, I think this is very acute. And we just, after Thanksgiving, Sunday night, my in-laws were driving back to Kansas, and we will see them in 3 weeks. So we had the discussion, what are we doing for Christmas gifts this year? Because there's this sort of unwritten rule that we want to be on the same page, right? We don't want to show up for Christmas with five gifts for everybody, and then the people we're giving them to you know, give us a $5 gift card. Like, that's weird. You want to have some sort of
agreed
understanding or agreement of, like, what are we doing for Christmas? And, you know,
that's
for
fair.
Example, 1 year, we didn't do gifts at all, and we just all pooled that money to, you know, rent a cabin for the weekend because we were all together in Minnesota.
That's fine.
So, whatever. We're not doing that this year. We're going to do gifts for each other. But then you feel like you need to have some sort of guideline of how much we're spending on each other so that we're sort of doing the same thing.
Yes.
And I think
and nobody
two,
feels bad.
Yes.
You know, if you buy somebody Apple AirPods
yes.
and they give you a $15 Caribou gift
yes,
card,
correct.
You're going to feel bad about
correct.
That.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think the two options, and you said this in your intro, the two options are, okay, are we doing like a $20-ish gift or are we doing a bigger like $50-ish gift? These are things you're going to buy multiple of, so we're not doing whatever, hundreds of dollars or anything. And I agree with you that at $20, you're not getting, you know, some sort of lifelong heirloom or something like that. You're getting, you know, something quick and easy. But mm-hmm. that's what I think the family gift exchange should be. It should be something small and thoughtful for
$20. Okay.
And I even like something that's consumable. Like, hey, this is my favorite kind of coffee. I go to this place and get it. Mm. I got you a pound of this coffee and maybe a mug mm-hmm. to drink it in. Something simple like that that's just, you know, $10, $20, $30 that's not going to break mm-hmm. the bank. That's, again, it's the thought that counts. And then maybe we brew that coffee today and we drink some and it's all over and I don't need some more junk. Because let's be honest, the real stuff that I want, like my mother-in-law in Kansas is not going to buy me the correct fill-in-the-blank of the thing I really, really want this year. Like, my mm-hmm. wife maybe has a chance at that. More likely, that's something I'm going to buy on my own. If it's the exact brand, the exact size, something really specific and meaningful, I'm just not going to get that from a random relative. So I vote for $20. Even though you can't get something amazing for that, I think that's the right amount for a family gift exchange.
Is it gauche to then do the family gift exchange with suggestions of what the person would want for $20?
Oh.
Like, also, I'm curious to know how you do the family gift exchange. You pick out of a hat?
We've done it different ways. Sometimes, yeah, it's like you pick out of a hat and you get assigned somebody, and then other times it's sort of like by family, right? So this year, my family will get each person in the other family a gift that's about $20 and vice versa. So then everybody ends up with something at the end of the day. I do think sharing some ideas is helpful. I think, though, that you should not be disappointed if you get something that's not on your list. So I will share, you know, two or three different options, and I will maybe get one of those things. I'll maybe get something totally out of the blue.
So it's okay to share. Like, if someone says, hey, David, what do you want?
Yeah.
You know, you can share.
Yeah, but at $20, I'm not sending him a link to a specific thing online.
Okay.
I'm just saying, oh, you know, I need some socks or a new headlamp or whatever, and kind of give him an idea of what to get without being too specific.
Okay, so you know who has you. It's not secret.
No.
It's
correct.
Just a family gift exchange.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Good. So it's not secret. Okay, excellent. All right. 651-461-9226. What is the right amount? All right, here we go. We no longer do gift exchange. We do goofy gifts valued at no more than $10. And that's fun, as long as everybody knows it's silly. You can. Do they even have Spencer gifts anymore? Remember Spencer gifts when we were kids?
Yes, I do. I don't know if that's still around or not, but that's a fun spot to go.
Gag gifts. Yeah, funny, funny stuff. So, yeah, that is fun. If you can find, like, a random, bizarro, like, my daughter used to do this with her boyfriend. They would buy each other gifts if they went on a trip, but they were little tiny ones, and they were, like, really stupid ones. Like, you know, love from Alligator Alley in Florida. You know, just like a magnet. You know, it's something as silly that they could find that just let them know they were thinking about each other, but it was kind of silly. Let's see. This texter says, we don't exchange gifts. We play bingo. The grandmas collect bingo gifts throughout the year and wrap them for the big game on Christmas Day. Love, love, love. I immediately need a copy of the bingo card. Immediately. I need to play this. I want to play whatever. This is fantastic. This is such a fun idea. God, you're clever. Jordana.green@odyssey.com. I need to see that bingo card. We will be playing that in my house. Love it. Jor, we have 15 people in our family that we exchange with, 11 adults and 4 kids. Our rule is $700 for each kid, $400 for each adult. That's
what?
A lot.
Holy moly. That's
a lot. Unless they forgot the decimal point. Seven for each kid and $4 for each adult. But I think that's okay. And you know what? God bless you. We are not judging. We are happy for your wealth, and you're getting fun gifts.
They wow. have to mean $7 and $4, right?
I don't know. I don't know. But either way, I'm glad you're killing
right.
it out there.
Yeah, good job.
Go nuts. And you know what? Spend the money. The economy needs you. Rich people, the economy needs you. Spend mm-hmm. your money.
By the way, there are several Spencer's gift shops still available for you to shop at, including one in Maple Grove and Mall of America. So Spencer's gifts apparently still a thing.
But someone texted in, Spencer's is way too expensive. We go to Five Below or Walmart or even the Salvation Army. Fantastic. My son once got in a gift exchange. There's a, I'm not going to remember it. There's like a Bible saying, and it was on a picture frame, but the Bible saying was incorrect. Oh. It was printed incorrectly. And someone found it like at a Salvation yeah. Army, and Maddox so has good. A picture of like an incorrect. It's hilarious.
That's so good.
It's funny, yeah. Jor, this is not what Christmas is about. Not the amount you spend. Buy only for the grandkids. It's being together and family what counts. I know, but a family gift exchange is fun. It is. Father Christmas used to bring gifts. Come on.
Also, giving is what Christmas is about. I mean, like, God gave Jesus to us. Isn't that sort of the crux
right.
of Christmas? And we remember that by
that's
giving
right.
gifts to each other? At least that's what I tell my
that's
kids.
Right. That's right. There you go. I love that. So, no, we're not poo-pooing anybody's gifts. It's late, but as far as I know, there is still a Spencer Gifts at Northtown Mall. Jor, this discussion reminds me of that time my brother-in-law and I found out we each had each other's in the gift exchange. The limit was $15, but we went shopping together. I bought a table saw for him to give me, and he bought a TV for me to give to him. The family made sure we never had each other's names again. That sounds like the best family gift exchange ever. You guys are smart. It's 11:32. Could tiny cars, which the president announced that he is going to approve to be built in America, be the right solution for transportation? Tiny cars. Let's talk next.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Would you drive a tiny car? Like a little teeny tiny car. 11 feet long, 4.9 feet wide, 6.6 feet tall. Are you driving a tiny car? I may. I ask you this because on Friday, President Trump posted on Truth Social, "I have just approved tiny cars," in all caps, "to be built in America." Okay, what was he referring to? Japanese K cars. I believe that's how you say it. It's spelled K-E-I, and I think it's pronounced K. He claims this is a solution to the rising cost of new vehicles. He must listen to our show, because just last week, my Wingin' It Wednesday, or something we did, was about the fact that the average new car has now gone over $50,000. The average. You can still find some for less, but a lot for more. And President Trump said, this is a solution. They're tiny cars. The idea is to make them smaller and cheaper. Would you drive it? 651-461-9226. They're tightly regulated in Japan. Okay, everything, I guess, in Japan is designed to encourage what's called micro transportation, because they have these dense urban areas and cars need to be smaller. So like I said, just picture it in your head, or if you can take some steps wherever you are. 11 feet long, just under 4.9 feet wide, literally just like under 5 feet wide. All right. And to put it in perspective, a smart car is too big to be a K car, like those Le cars. We've seen the smart cars. That's too big to be a K car. So it's tiny. They are required to have tiny engines, about the third of a size of American standard compact car. In Japan, owning one of these cars has massive benefits: lower taxes, reduced insurance cost, and often easier parking regulations. Maybe you can park in places where bigger cars cannot. So will this work in America? Would you drive one? 651-461-9226. Here's what I think. Maybe in Manhattan, very few people have cars in Manhattan. It's very expensive to park. It's like another rent you're paying. I mean, the Uber rich has it, but the Uber rich has everything, and they have big cars. So maybe in places like Manhattan or even San Francisco. But to push them, I think, on highways for long distance commutes, I just don't think Americans are going to stand for that. I get annoyed with these giant pickup trucks, and I yell at Adam all the time because he's one of the worst offenders. You know, that park in our downtown parking lots, they have these giant pickup trucks, and I can barely get around them in the parking lots. And they're big for the parking spaces. I parallel park downtown when I come into work. I don't think Americans who love their freedom and love their big, heavy cars are going to go for this. I also wonder how safe it is in Minnesota, driving in the winter. But then again, there's a lot of states that don't get the kind of weather that we have. So I understand why in the southern states it might catch on a little quicker. Would you drive one of these tiny cars? 651-461-9226. Jor, number one, tiny car is too dangerous in Minnesota. And two, so much for America first. Jordan, no way I'd be crushed by all of the SUVs on the road. How are they in the snow? I don't know. I can't imagine. Great. Jordan, no, absolutely no tiny cars, Paul says, in this country. Trump needs to be quiet. Someone says, hell no. I drove a Mini Cooper, this texter says, and that's as small as I'd go. I used to drive a Mini Cooper, too. Oh, my gosh. It was adorable. It was blue with the white stripes. I loved that car. And by the way, it was great in the snow. That Mini Cooper at all-wheel drive was great in the snow, but it is small. See, that's the thing. Like, if you're driving carpool or somebody with kids that has a lot of gear, sports and whatnot, it's just not going to fly. I mean, even, I guess, Costco, maybe. You'd have to do a mini shopping. We got a lot of big things in Minnesota. Or, excuse me, in the country. Hey, George, these cars are already on the road. It's called a motor scooter. Good luck. I know. Can you imagine driving one of these teensy cars and having a semi blow past you or in between of two semis? You'd feel like an ant in a giant world.
I think...
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, Jordan, I think these cars are a great idea for the right place, because the reality is we, as you mentioned, we drive the wrong cars the wrong place. Like, if you have a Ford F-350 and you're parallel parking it downtown every day, like, that's the wrong car for that purpose. Or if you're driving around a big city like New York or Chicago or San Francisco or whatever, and you're in a big SUV, like, you got the wrong car for the wrong place. But I think it's similar that if you've got one of these tiny little cars and you're trying to drive up a mountain in Colorado or, you know, compete with semis on interstates, that's the wrong car for that purpose. So I think these are great, but to me, it's probably a warmer climate and it's probably a dense urban area where somebody is commuting mm-hmm. just a few miles back and forth to where they need to go. And right now they're driving either a full-size car or a truck or SUV that's, mm-hmm. you know, two or three times as big as they need for that trip. So in that case, great, go for it. I mean, it's halfway between like your Mini Cooper and a golf cart. And if mm-hmm. that's what you need, yes. go for it. Like, awesome.
If you don't drive that much,
yes.
if you just need to go a few miles to your office or yes. the grocery store, if you just need it as sort of like a Sunday driver kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But I think there's other lessons we can learn, because if you go to places like Europe and you look at the cars they have, they're much more efficient than the cars we have in the U.S. And it's like the same size of car you drive. You go rent a car in Germany or Sweden or wherever, it's the same size of car. It's comfortable. It's fine. But they get twice the gas mileage we do here in the U.S. And that's, I don't fully understand the regulation and the reason behind that. But to me, that's one of the issues we could fix, because yes, affordability of the sticker price of a car is a thing, but then if you extrapolate how much money you spend on gas in that car over the life, mm-hmm. it's similar to the purchase price, just the gas that you pay. And I think that's something right. we should look at too when it comes to affordability.
Jor, I drove one of these tiny cars back when I was a teenager. It was called a Ford Pinto or a Chevy Chevette. And boy, those things weren't safe in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Jor, I doubt those tiny cars will make it. You don't see very many smart cars on the road, and they already exist. That's true. Someone says our insurance will go up with the mini cars, or they won't cover it. Yeah, because you know what? If you get in an accident, one of those mini cars, I mean, that's like an accordion. I feel like there won't be enough safety features in that. Jor, I worked with a guy who drove a tiny car back in the 80s. One morning, a traffic and semi drove right into him from behind. Fortunately, he realized and stopped in time. Oh, my gosh. Terrible. Jor, K-Car, our president, is buying into what he calls the Democrat hoax of affordability. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. Jor, I drive a Prius every day, and I drive for a living. I get around just fine in winter and all year round, but I agree, on long drives might not be fun. Not on long trips. Okay, fair. Can I do a Costco run with one of these? Another great question. Like, what is the trunk space? Even can you put, like, golf clubs or luggage? How much can you fit in that? But maybe these cars are really just, like, for commuters. Jor, coming from a man who has never driven or paid for a car in his life. Okay. we already have tiny cars. Some people will drive them. Most Americans won't. Fair enough. These cars are going to be death traps. Again, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what the safety features are, but they do seem a little, I mean, that's really small. It's smaller than a Le Car. It's really small. And also, we're talking about safety features and mileage. I just don't think Americans have an ego that would fit in a tiny car. Americans like their big, heavy cars. It's a status symbol for the mom to pull up to preschool pickup in her giant Escalade and load little Bobby into his one car seat. It's a status symbol when we drive these giant pickup trucks and we don't do construction or live on a farm. They are status symbols. So I don't know that tiny cars will be able to fit Americans' ego in the passenger seat. It's 10:48, and yes, I didn't turn. It's not my clocks that are a problem. I'm on East Coast time because, you know, I'm down here with my mother who is ill. So I am going to recalibrate my time for you. It's 10:48. Let's take a quick break. I'll be right back. You guys say no. I said, are tiny cars going to fly? Well, not fly, but maybe eventually. Are tiny cars going to be something the American people want? Because on Friday, President Trump posted on Truth Social, I have just approved tiny cars to be built in America. I don't know what really approved. I mean, we can build whatever we want, I guess. But currently, due to the small size K cars, these tiny cars don't meet current U.S. safety standards. There will be changes to the vehicles, and regulations won't necessarily be needed once they adhere to what we probably what we have in America. All right. Even the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told CNBC that they're probably not for everyone who wants to drive on a freeway. But if there's a market for the vehicles, he wants to give manufacturers the opportunities to build the cars. And I said, are they going to fly? Are Americans really going to go for tiny vehicles? And I think this one texter really sums it up that says, hold on one sec now, I got to find it because everything, our text line isn't great. Ajor, we have two cars. We have two midsize SUVs. And I do think it makes sense as a second vehicle. And that's what I think it is. And also Minnesota, we live in a strange place where there's a ton of, you know, dangerous road conditions and dangerous weather. So, yeah, in a city, in cities in like Arizona or Florida or further south where there's less snow and fewer dangers on the road, maybe it makes more sense. So I'm a fan of smaller cars as long as they're safe. But maybe we need to rethink it, that if you're going to have two, as most families do, maybe one is more for commuting and long trips and pulling the trailer or the boat, and the other is just for sort of weekend when you need to go from point A to point B. Interesting, though. Interesting conversation. Jor, tiny cars equal coffin on wheels. And I previously drove a Ford Fiesta and a 1964 Corvair. Someone said the Chevrolet Chevette was so unreliable, we referred to it as the mechanical miscarriage. I mean, that was a long time ago, friends. Hopefully they are a whole lot better now. Jor, we drive a small car and don't really care what everybody else drives, big or small. It's about gas savings and affordability. Don't care what the people around us are driving. I love that. I didn't want to have to get another car, but having three drivers when my teenagers turned of driving age, I felt like we needed that. Everybody was in different directions. But when they're all out of the house, I'm sure Mark and I will go back to one. Jor, Minnesotans have to pull boats. That's true. You have to pull boats. If you have two cars, one has to pull the boat, camper, trailer. Absolutely right. Jor, a tiny car hit a squirrel the other day. The tiny car was not totaled, and the squirrel walked away with minor scrapes from the pavement. Well done. Oh, you guys are funny. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of that. David just heard back from a guest that I was hoping that we would get. This guest is selling a T-shirt that said, I got a lobotomy at Mall of America. Oh, my God. I thought it was offensive. She claims it is an honor to her times as on family vacations coming to Mall of America. She's selling these on Instagram. She embroiders them. She is an artist, and she says it's an homage to growing up and visiting the Mall of America. She's going to be joining us at 11:35. That's going to be Molly Hoddle. I'm really looking forward to chatting with her. She's got some clever sweatshirts and things, and she's a, you know, she's a small business. So I'm talking to her about what she's selling for Christmas. Still, we're going to talk about bathroom camping, but also Tim Lammers. The Golden Globes were announced today. Did your favorite make the list? Find out next with a special edition of Tim Lammers next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.